This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump's point person on fixing the country's crumbling infrastructure is leaving the White House. DJ Gribben may not have a household name, but he's been a key figure in planning about what to do about broken roads, rusty bridges, and have you seen LaGuardia Airport in New York? Energy, sewage, veterans hospitals, toxic cleanup sites are all supposed to be part of this. The infrastructure man's departure comes just days after President Trump said it is unlikely Congress will pass a bill before the November elections. Tom Scheck with our investigative unit APM Reports has been tracking this. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
First, remind us how the president plans to fix the nation's roads, bridges, and other public works projects.
Well, in February, the president released a plan that relies on about $200 billion in new federal spending over the next 10 years, with the hopes of generating a total of $1.5 trillion in total spending on roads, bridges, and other projects. Now, first off, we're not clear on whether that plan's ever going to hit that $1.5 trillion mark. The Trump administration says it can be done in part because states, cities, and private investors are going to have to pick up a bigger part of the tab. But that's controversial because governors and mayors say they're already struggling to pay for existing projects right now.
That's the plan. But now we have the news the president's point person on so much of this is leaving. What does his exit mean for the plan?
Well, White House officials say DJ Gribben is planning to pursue new opportunities now that the infrastructure plan has been released and it's before Congress. But this really signals that there isn't a lot of momentum right now behind this plan. At a recent Senate hearing, members of both parties were challenging members of the Trump administration on how they're going to pay for that $200 billion in new spending over 10 years. Is it by raising the gas tax? Is it through spending cuts to other programs? And Trump officials haven't said yet, and Congress basically has shown little appetite to make the decision for them.
I mean, some of this is that other news keeps getting in the way of the rollout of the infrastructure plan. I remember we had Infrastructure Week all set up, and then former FBI Director Comey testifies. That dominates the headlines.
Yeah, you're right. Just the term Infrastructure Week has become a punchline among Washington, D.C. reporters and pundits, and it signals the difficulty that the White House and President Trump has when it comes to staying on message on this subject. Infrastructure can be quite a bit boring and extremely complicated, but what's most startling about this is that both parties support increased spending on road and bridge projects. The problem here is that there isn't solid agreement on how to pay for it, and there's been a lack of leadership on new ideas.
All right, my American public media colleague, Tom Scheck, with APM Reports. Thank you.
Thank you.